extend our greetings to all the people of Europe, especially Germany, and especially tonight at the Night of the Stars at the European Space Operations Center. We wish you our best. Today was Saturday on board the space station. Gennady and I both conducted many scientific payload experiments, and today it was our option to do so, but this helps us relax, enjoy our weekend, because science aboard the space station is quite fascinating. But during the week, we had many things to do. We had, of course, some scientific payloads. We also repaired one of our oxygen-producing generators on board. And there are many other things to do. The time flies very quickly up here. We've been up here 5 months away from our family, and there's only two of us, and yet it seems like we just got here yesterday. The space station is a project from 16 different countries, the United States, Russia, Japan, and the countries that populate the European Space Agency. The space station's mission is to extend the human presence into orbit. We've had people on board the space station continuously for 4 years now, and it's a beautiful space station that we've built. And the European Space Agency has been a part of the space station since the very beginning, and the European modules are going to start to be launched when the space shuttle, American space shuttle, starts to return to flight. We're looking forward to it. Also, next year is the Autonomous Transfer Vehicle, which is an incredible cargo vehicle. And the first one will be named Jules Verne, after the French author who imagined going from the Earth to the Moon. Gennady and myself, we spent time on a spacewalk outside to set up new antennas for the Jules Verne Automated Transfer Vehicle to come. So it was very, very exciting for us to step outside and see the cosmos. Metal between us and the entire cosmos. Quite a humbling experience. And so we are looking forward to the future when all human people can explore the stars, not just through the telescopes, but to adventure there together. And we're working hard at the International Space Station towards that goal. And we're hoping that the next couple years we'll be able to have humans on the moon. And this time it would be much better if we bring the European Space Agency along with us, or the Europeans can bring the Americans along. Either way, I'd like to go myself. Rolf, that's all I'd like to say. Are there questions or the people I can say hello to? ESA, this is NA1SS. Rolf, we got cut off by the computer. Yes, we work a lot and we don't get that much free time, but then again, it's hard to call this what we do on board work. Yes, it's a lot of, it's very challenging, but for me it's so interesting. This is what I want to do in my life. To live my life's dream is hard to call work. But yes, we do get tired at the end of the day. Gennady and I, we usually eat our dinner late in the night, maybe about 9 o'clock p.m. And then we have two telephones on board. We can talk to our families for a little bit. And then I usually look at the news. We don't have internet, but they do send us up some news through email and some computer files. And then sometimes I read a book, electronic books, of course, because we can't afford to send up the mass of real books. And then that's about it. We have we can watch a few DVDs if we wish. And now we're practicing on trying to send up digital movie files. In real time. That way we don't have to wait for the cargo ships to come up. We can just send up the files. So there's all kinds of things to do, just not so much time to do it. Jets were off. The stars look very similar, of course, but they don't twinkle as much. They don't. You can tell there's no atmosphere. But the moon doesn't look bigger, or the planets. You cannot see the moons of Jupiter with the eye, just like because we're only several hundred kilometers. But the one of the biggest differences is that I grew up in the northern hemisphere, and I know all of the northern hemisphere constellations, the stars, very well. But we get to go through the southern hemisphere too, and then for the first time in my life, I was below the equator, and I could see the southern part.